A psychiatrist in New York once claimed that 75% of the patients who came to him did so because they had no purpose in life. Well, purpose in life was something that Jesus had plenty of. As we can see in Luke 19, verse 10, at the close of his meeting with Zacchaeus, when he said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." The lost. It surely isn't hard to find lost ones in a country of some 323 million, is it? Some are lost and will resent anyone who finds them. Others are calling for help. Still others are lost and don't even know it. When Jesus says the lost, he is not just talking about the down and outers, those who have lost everything, even their own consciousness. Zacchaeus was anything but down and out. He was a very rich man, and he had a very powerful government position. He was an Israeli, even though the Pharisees had disowned him because he worked for the hated Roman government. He was lost. And not because he collected taxes, either. He was lost because he was without Christ, without God in the world. What a difference it made when Jesus came into his home. But one thing he did not do was quit his job as tax collector. Yet Jesus called him a true son of Abraham, because Abraham was the father of believers. Rich and poor, despised and honored, all who trust in anything except the Christ are the lost. They may appear broken and troubled, or they may appear happy and confident. All are born lost and are a part of our Savior's purpose in life. They are the ones he came to save. Greater love, Jesus said, has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. No human could make a greater sacrifice than that. But Jesus Christ, the God-man, could and did. He laid down his life for his enemies, for the lost. So God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It is said that during the Battle of Fredericksburg in the Civil War, that the cries of the wounded on the battlefield could be heard by the soldiers on both sides behind their embankments. And the bullets were flying back and forth over those wounded soldiers. As the sun rose higher, a private suddenly grabbed a kettle by the handle, dipped some water out of the rain barrel, and went over the embankment. And when the soldiers on both sides saw what he was doing, the shooting stopped. And he went to each soldier of both sides and gave them a drink, came back for more water, went out again, until he had gone to each one, and then returned safely to his own embankment. But when Christ came over the embankment of heaven to bring living water to the dying of this earth, the firing did not cease. Even on the cross they spat at him, "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." But he did not come down. For his purpose was to be sin for us, that we might have the joys of heaven. The pain of the cross, the nails, the scourge, the thorns, the rejection by men, these were all on the surface. But at the same time, the Lord laid on him the sins of us all, and he was suffering our punishment for our sins. He was dying our death. Now, bringing so great a salvation that towers to heaven, Christ might well have said, "Well, here I am, let them find me." But that was not the Savior's attitude or his purpose. For the Son of Man also came to seek. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see Jesus, but he met Jesus because Jesus sought him out. It was Jesus who invited himself into Zacchaeus' home and into his life. And he is still seeking today. He is seeking and saving the lost through the word of the apostles, which you carry in your heart. For he passed on his purpose in life when he breathed on his disciples and said, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And in that word of peace, which you trust, is the answer for all the lost of this world. His sacrifice for all the sins of the world moves us to seek others by his word. The plight of mankind, the lost, may move us greatly, but it is seeing again the love of Christ for us that will move our hearts, open our throats, and loose our tongues to sing forth the wonderful word by which he is still seeking lost mankind. It is the love of him who gave himself for you that will make of your life a witness to him 24 hours a day. So that even those who may not have climbed a tree to see Jesus, who he is, in your life will see Jesus, in your life as well as in your words. It may be a future wife who sees, or a husband who is strengthened. It may be your own children, whom you someday lift up to see Jesus as he passes by. Or it may be a friend or neighbor who wonders how in the world you can keep on going after some great disaster or disappointment. Jesus is seeking them all. This was his purpose in life, and by God's grace, yours and mine too, that they all may see him. Amen. Worship Supplement 703. 703, stanzas 1, 3, and 4.